What was the inspiration behind the Refugee Film Festival?
During Refugee Week 2016, we offered people the opportunity to host a screening of Freedom Stories, which is a free feature-length documentary which tells the stories of people who came to Australia as refugees and their journeys of making a new home here ever since. And the uptake that we got from that was huge. We had over 200 screenings held across Australia in every state and territory. People were even screening them in their back gardens in remote places in WA. So, yeah, we had an absolutely amazing response, which showed us that there was a really clear appetite for this kind of film. Now, we really often in Australia hear a lot of bad news stories about refugees and refugee policy, which is obviously very important to be aware of. But there's also a good news story that should be told as well. So for those who are accepted into Australia as refugees under our humanitarian program, the resettlement services that they then work with on the ground are some of the best in the world. And we think it's really important to share the journeys of people settling into Australia and for people to understand sort of the ups and downs of forging a new life here.
You're screening the film Constance on the Edge. Could you give us some background on that?
Yeah, so the film is about a woman called Constance. She's a very brave and charismatic woman. She's a mother of six children, and she's migrated to Australia from Sudan as a refugee. So during the film, she confronts her difficult past in Sudan, and she risks everything in Australia to make sure that her family can thrive. And throughout the story, her story weaves together with those stories of her family members, which sort of tells the audience shows the audience the courage and the resilience that it takes for refugees to build new lives here in Australia.
And why is this an important film for people to see?
I think it's really important because it shows a story that isn't told very often, which is about what happens to refugees once they arrive in Australia. Because for many of us, we talk a lot about refugee policy and about letting people in, particularly people seeking asylum. But I think what we don't really talk about enough is what happens to those people after they've come in, and how do they settle in, and what are the challenges, and what are the things that they bring to Australia, to their communities. Yeah, and Constance is just a really brilliant retelling of that story.
How long is the festival running for?
So the festival is going to run up until and during Refugee Week, which takes place in June 2017. So in Melbourne, we'll be screening films from now every 2 months between now and Refugee Week. And then during Refugee Week, we'll be screening films every day. In Sydney, that's going to be slightly different. They're going to be hosting films at the New South Wales State Library, where other people can also rent the films and host their own screenings. Yeah, so it will depend on whereabouts in the country you are.
And what other films and activities are going on as part of the program?
So Refugee Week is sort of a national annual celebration. It's a week-long celebration of the brilliant things that refugee communities bring to our lives in Australia. And so as part of Refugee Week, there will be all sorts of talks, dinners, festivals, celebrations. The Refugee Film Festival is just a part of that.
You were speaking about films being shown in Sydney. Are there any plans to make the film festival nationwide?
Our staff at the Refugee Council are based in Sydney and Melbourne, which is why we're focusing on those two cities ourselves. But what we'd certainly like is if people in other cities were interested in getting involved and hosting a screening as part of the festival, then we would absolutely welcome that.
And what would you like people to take away from the festival?
So we'd like people to take away an understanding of the human face of refugee resettlement, and just to know a little bit more about the courage and the contributions that people from refugee backgrounds bring to our country.
And how can people get involved if they want to support the festival?
I would say just get in touch with us at the Refugee Council. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and if you go onto our website, there's also contact details for email and phone there. And so if somebody has a film that they'd like to submit or suggest, or if someone would like to host a screening, yeah, just get in touch with us and we'll take it from there.